you know, just like these, you know, get these little part-time jobs, you know, have to get there, and that'll make you some money. What they used to tell you, you have to go to their bank, come in their bank, though. But this lady came and asked my mama, could we, when they get out of school on weekends, can they come in and help me do it? And she said, it's okay. Say, it's okay for my kids to come work for you, but my children are not going in your back door.
Your mother said that.
That's what she told us later. She said, they can't come in the front door. They not coming. And you don't feed them on the back porch. If you give them a sandwich or something, you don't feed them on the back porch. They going to eat from your table. Mm-hmm. And that's what she did. And, you know, they were nice people until. Now, my other sisters worked up there. And then when I came along, I went up there to work. But, they like to scare me to death. Because one Friday, I think it was on a Friday. I forgot what day it was, but that her husband came. And I didn't know he'd do that. I didn't know he would do that. That man came in there drunk. And some of the people stay around there say he did her like that anyway. I mean, he get drunk. And he jumped on that lady, and he was just beating that lady. And I had remember reading the newspaper. We used to get the Pittsburgh Courier.
Yeah.
And I remember reading, and I never forgot it, where the man came in and killed his wife and the maid. And I thought about that, and that's scary. I said, well, they won't kill me in. Because when I get a chance to get out this back door, there are some big oak trees. Mm-hmm. I went down there and stood behind that oak tree. And every chance I got, I moved from one oak tree to the other until I got to the road. Uh-huh. And honey, when I hit that road, I started running home. And I went over and told my mom, I said, I will never go back there again. She said, you don't have to. You uh-huh. do not have to. But she was nice to us. She would never, if we had to eat a sandwich, we sit right to that table with them. And we didn't go. My mama told her, they just not going. And, you know, and that was way back there. But my mama was up there. She would tell us things. She said, I don't care what they tell you. You got to remember, I don't care how white they are. I don't care what color they are. They are not any better than you. You are just as good as anybody else. She used to tell us that all the time. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's why I got took down in my brain. That, you know.
Yeah.
Because when we were going to school out there, we would finish grades. We go as far as the eighth grade. When you go to ninth grade, then you had to come up to Lincoln, you know, I had to come uptown and go to school. Well, we had this teacher, and she asked her, she said, well, you all ever had a graduation, you know, when you finish going to another school? I said, no, we have never done that, did you? She said, well, I'm going to have y'all one. See, we go into town, and I'm going to get y'all some little white dresses, and we going to have us a good going away party. Him, he's going to invite the parents and all that kind of stuff. And she took us and brought us up there to DeVos, that's what the name of the store. And she went in there. She said, well, y'all stand right here on the sidewalk till I come back.
Uh-huh.
She went in there and found the dresses and told the lady how many dresses she wanted. I think it was five or something like that. It was five of us, I believe. And she said, they told her, she said, oh no, they can't try on no dresses. You can try on the dresses for them. But she thought the late teacher was white, but she was not white.
Oh.
She was a light-skinned black lady.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And when that lady came out there, and we didn't know, we thought somebody had jumped on in there. She came out there crying, and Nielsen, I will never forget her name. And she was just crying and said, what's the matter? What did they do to you in there? And she got herself together, and she said, y'all just be quiet for a while. Mm-hmm. And then she said, well, we said, we want to go in there and jump on them. We was ready to fight them. And she said, no, we not going to do that. And she said, they told me that I had to try on the dresses for you all. You all couldn't try them on. I tried the dresses on. And she was just so upset. She was just really upset. Yes, sir, that's what they told her. I stopped everybody, every black person I saw going, and that's the door I tried to turn them around. I did turn around some of them.